Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the program. As always, you can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Now, of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is a point here on Free Talk Live. We always bring stuff to the table to talk about. Joa, tonight you want to talk about a SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, one of their recent attacks on people in the freedom community.
Yeah.
Specifically, We Are Change, which is a group that Luke Rudowski, I believe, is one of the founders of. He now, by the way, lives in New Hampshire. He has made the move. You're going to be talking, though, about the Los Angeles chapter
of
We Are Leaders. The poor, poor bastards still stuck out there in California. You know, it's amazing how delusional libertarians are in other places, like California, like New York, the two least free places.
They're going to win any minute now, any second.
They really do believe that.
And it's right around the corner. It's coming. There's no way we can lose. We're almost there. This is the home stretch, and we're winning, guys.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what happens out there. I mean, of course, the most recent thing in California was the whole recall thing with Newsom, the governor there.
How are they going to spin this to themselves?
The fact that they lost it, you mean? The same old, same old. Like, I saw somebody posting on Twitter. Of course, Free State Project is the migration of freedom-loving people to New Hampshire, and their Twitter account's just been killing it ever since Jeremy Kaufman took it over. He's been doing an amazing job.
I don't want to. You know, he's got a lot of haters, and I'm not one of them.
Yeah, he's doing amazing stuff there, and he'll call people out. You know, like, hey, you know, if you're in California and you're a libertarian, you obviously don't care about freedom. You know, and if what's important to you is surfing and babes, then man, stay in California.
Yeah, keep beating that dead horse over there. I'm sure you'll get somewhere.
But don't act like freedom matters.
I might make a concession for the libertarians, but don't even know they're libertarian and they live in the Northern California area and they're just cowboys that live up in the woods and nobody's seen them for years.
Yeah, I'm talking about the ones that know they're libertarians.
The state of Jefferson is kind of a... You know, that gets traction every once in a while.
That's a secession movement.
Yeah.
It involves Northern California, Southern Oregon.
Yeah. They just kind of want to...
A little bit of Idaho?
Yeah, they just kind of want to hit the eject button.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I support any kind of secession. I'm all about that. Of course, New Hampshire state representatives just this week filed an actual bill for a constitutional amendment that, if passed by the voters... If it makes it to the ballot, it has to go through the House and Senate first. But if passed, we'll immediately secede
from
the United States.
Isn't that gorgeous?
So that actually puts...
Did you see the poll in the union leader?
Yeah, amazing. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, sure. The union leader, which is one of our major newspapers here in New Hampshire, the union leader.
It's the top.
It's the top? Okay, yeah, it's a big newspaper. They ran a poll on the front page if would you support the secession that's being put to vote in the New Hampshire State House.
The question was, would you support the question being put on the ballot?
Which is different. Okay, put on the ballot. My bad. Yeah, something along those lines, though.
Still.
80%, a little over 80% of the people who responded to the poll responded in favor of seceding from the union.
Yeah, I think since it did eclipse 80%, I think it did drop down to the high 70s, but still.
Yeah, at one point, I thought it was like 84.
Yeah, it's amazing. Now, I mean, it's an unscientific internet poll, so take it with a big grain of salt. But it does, at the very least, it does go to show that libertarians can stack an unscientific internet poll a lot better than the states can.
Well, if the people who care about you, if you're against this, they would have been up there voting too. So
that's the point.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, also, I don't know how stacked that is. I mean, I'm sure there's people, you know, probably somebody voted once or twice. I voted, you know, once. But I just to click the poll. But I didn't see like a lot of fanfare when I saw the poll posted on the Free State Project Facebook group. I didn't see a lot of people responding to the person who commented it. But that's how I found it, and I went and checked it out, and I was like, oh my God, is 84% of the people responding positively to seceding from the union? And I went and did it, and I gotta say, I don't think there's a whole lot of poll fudging on that, and the union leader certainly is not going to fudge that poll for on the Liberty people.
And also consider that a lot of like these libertarian anarchists just don't like voting, so I mean,
yeah. There's that too.
Yeah, that's true. I was really happy to see those results.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of locals. I think, you know, there's a big freedom sentiment in New Hampshire that's very natural, very organic and ingrained, and was here before we got here.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. And the reason that I agree is because I've done some outreach in person at different events like the county fair, or every year there's like they do like an Independence Day fireworks. Usually it's the day before Independence Day, but over at the local baseball field. And so, you know, if it's Independence Day, it's a good time to talk to people about independence. So I bring out the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence flyers that I've had printed up for years and hand those things out to people. And, you know, if you hand out enough flyers, somebody inevitably is going to, like, crumple it up and throw it at you or whatever. But I don't think that ever happened with the Independence flyer that I gave out. And usually people, you know, they're usually going somewhere, right? So they're not going to stand there and talk to you or anything like that. But as they kind of walk away and they look at the thing and they kind of get an idea for what they're looking at, you can see a smile spread across their face. Like, yeah. There's a lot of positive response. And of those people that you do talk to, they generally are pretty positive. Now, there are some concerns. There are some objections. Initially, and we're going to have to get through those. We're going to have to answer those objections to people. Like one of the people on the left, we had him on our meeting this week. We have like weekly progress meetings on, you know, how we're doing on moving this ball forward of New Hampshire independence that we've been doing on Tuesday evenings. And Dave Ridley invited some of the opposition to this meeting just to, you know, let's let the opposition say their piece. What is it that, you know, what do they have to say about this? And so an old guy in his 70s got on and he started talking about how this was an attack on his private property because he is on Social Security and Medicare and he needs to continue receiving government welfare or else bad things will happen to him.
Because that's inherently his, right? Like he earned it?
Well, I mean, he feels like he did, right? Like people pay into Social Security. The response was basically, well, as our understanding is if you move out of the United States and you're getting Social Security, you still continue to get Social Security. So moving out of the United States doesn't stop that from happening for people that, you know, are quote-unquote owed Social Security. Now, of course, if and when Social Security runs out of money, well, you're going to be up S Creek in that case either way. And apparently, according to the federal government, they are running out of money sooner than they expected to run out of money.
Shocker.
So expected to be within, like, the next decade or 12 years or something like that.
So government has to fulfill their contract. So I don't think that guy would have to really worry.
The concern would be, I think, probably the Medicare, and, you know, I don't know how that would work as far as, obviously, if you're living in Europe or something like that, Medicare probably isn't going to pay your hospital bills, but I don't know.
Right.
But hey, dude, you know, Massachusetts is right down there.
Right there. Exactly. It's literally 10 miles away. Go for it.
Yeah. So
help you move.
But and so these are going to be some of the concerns that that people have. Those are people on the left that would say, you know, things like that. I'm sure some on the right also want their Social Security and all that. Another objection I've gotten from people on the right is, oh, I love the military, and the military keeps us safe.
Which is just more welfare.
But what would you say to that? If you were, you know, talking to somebody about independence for New Hampshire, and they are afraid. You know, they're afraid that China's going
to
invade.
I don't know if it's the best thing to say, but there are a ton of armed people in New Hampshire. This is probably one of the most well-defended small countries on the planet.
Well, more machine guns per capita.
More machine guns per capita than any other, you know. And, I mean, we're going up against places like Texas when we say that.
I think there's enough people with the right mindset to understand if there was an invasion, we'd be banding together properly versus, like, other states that would just be sitting back and hoping the military would come in and help. But, like, the forces are here. It's us. It's not, you know, that was the point of the militias, is that we would have to rise up and band together and do it ourselves.
Yeah, and I think reminding them gently of those facts about New Hampshire may get the gears turning, you know. And this initial filing of this constitutional amendment here in New Hampshire, is going to give us the excuse to have these conversations. It's going to make this a realistic possibility. Is it likely to happen? I don't know. At this point, with 84% on an unscientific poll, maybe it is more likely than
give
some people think that it is. But this is the time where we're going to be able to change people's minds. We're going to be able to hear their objections. We're going to be able to answer them and get them thinking about this issue seriously for the first time maybe in their lives.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, said John Wilkes Booth.
More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. You know, we told you last year about Intercoin, which can help any business or organization launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. Now, Intercoin.org has launched worldwide. Is there a token that you want to launch or an app that you want to build? You can go to Intercoin.org, enter your email, and the team will get in touch and learn about your needs. And while you're there, if you want, you can get some Intercoin investor tokens for yourself. Head on over to Intercoin.org. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Matt.
And Joa.
We started out just basically touching on the California delusion that libertarians that are still there, and New Yorkers as well, and really people in a lot of places, but New York and California, the two worst, the most tyrannical states out there in the United States. And recently, people in California actually thought they could dethrone their king. They thought that they could actually, through the political process,
clowns,
take down Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And they didn't even come close. And I don't think anyone should have ever thought they would have come close. I mean,
in those states, you have three choices of what you want to be. A tyrant, a herd member,
mm-hmm.
or a clown. There is no freedom, people in California. There are only clowns, and you know. And you're talking about Jeremy Kaufman,
the founder of Library and Odyssey.
Yeah, and taking over, you know, the Free State. He has the Free State Project Twitter page, right?
I think he also is running the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire Twitter as well.
Oh, is he? Because it's funny.
Yeah,
you can tell. He's so poignant. You know, he's very, very succinct and hilarious every time he says something. But he said the catch line on the Free State Project's Twitter page is, there are only two types of libertarians, those okay with losing and those that live in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's outstanding. True.
Hashtag winning.
Winning. Come on.
There's one little aspect here from California, and you know, the fact that Gavin Newsom won dramatically in this particular recall election, and that is an NBC News exit poll. So that's standing outside of polling locations, talking to people that went to vote, found that voters sided with Newsom on public health measures, with a plurality of voters, or 47%, saying that Newsom's COVID policies, some of the most restrictive policies in the entire United States.
World.
47% of exit voters said that the policies were about right. Another 18% said they weren't strict enough. So, you know, you do the math there, and you're looking at a significant percentage, 65% of California voters saying that this guy was either strict enough, just barely, or not strict enough.
They're right, you know. I mean, if that's what they want, if that's what they want to create their world,
that's what they get.
That's what they get. Let them eat cake.
Only 30% of respondents said the measures were too strict. And I guess the remaining 5% didn't know. So there's a tremendous number of people that love the authoritarian state in California.
If those polls are secure.
Well,
that
whatever.
Could be total propaganda. The elections could be total propaganda. Whenever somebody asks a big group of people what their mm-hmm. opinion is, and the people asking the question want that opinion to go a certain way, they have all the control in the world to make the opinion go. So if they want to propagandize, we just got done talking about how a local cop, what'd he say? He never wanted to arrest people for marijuana, but he had to. He made me. Nobody, and Bonnie's in the studio, but she's over there, you know, snuggled up on her blanket. She's in Texas. She thinks this is cold. It's 70
degrees. Well, she is sitting literally in the air conditioner. It's
the coldest seat in the house.
Right.
Fair enough. You get off on this
one.
So, but he's saying that he had to do something. You don't have to do anything. You know, nobody, you know, put a gun to your head and say, attack those people.
That's true.
So,
but look, man, it's not hard to believe that these numbers are true for California. It's California. Have you ever been to San Francisco?
I've never been to San Francisco. I've been to L.A.
Yeah. Well, L.A. right now is expanding their vaccination requirements. So Los Angeles came in basically right after New York City. You heard that New York City now has a vaccine requirement.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, I just saw a video of a black family that was trying to go to a restaurant in New York City, and they got kicked out of the restaurant because they're unvaccinated.
You should be trashing that restaurant. And people should actually be crucifying that restaurant.
The dude was like, the guy was like, you seriously, you're going to enforce segregation? He says, we've got a religious exemption. You're supposed to not discriminate. He said, apparently there's like signage that they have to post, and it says something about the non-discrimination. I've not seen the signage. But he kept saying to the manager, like, oh, look at the sign. You know, you're discriminating against us. And the manager's like, yeah, you can't be in here. You don't have a vaccination pass or whatever. And he looked around, tried to get some support from other people that were in the diner, and nobody would support him. One guy flicked him off. So, I mean, segregation is here, and it's real, and it's happening in New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco, New Orleans, if there's anything left down there. But these are some of the cities that have implemented a vaccination requirement. And now Los Angeles County, according to FoxLA.com, is issuing a new health order. Later this week, that will require proof of vaccination for indoor bars, wineries, breweries, nightclubs, and lounges. It will also require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test for outdoor mega events, including Dodgers, Rams, and Chargers games, according to the county public health director. So they already were requiring it for almost all other indoor things, like eating indoors, gyms, that sort of thing. So it was a fairly large list prior to this. So now, surprise, it's expanding.
I don't really understand that. So you're saying they have to have a negative COVID test proof? Like, so, I mean, you could have gotten COVID on the way to the stadium, let's say.
Yep.
And, I got tested yesterday. I don't understand, right. Like, that. It's just...
It's an obedience thing.
Yeah, and let's not forget the guy who invented the PCR test said
it won't work
for this. It isn't the right test for this. It won't work.
Didn't he show up dead after that?
And then he turned up dead. Yeah. Well, he also fought Anthony Fauci back during the AIDS pandemic, too. Mm. Like, the whole AIDS thing, he was like, this isn't how any of this works. What did this guy's... He openly called Anthony Fauci... And this guy's a Nobel Prize winner.
Mm.
And he called Anthony Fauci, like, basically the hack of all hacks.
I've been doing a lot of research on the whole AIDS thing and Fauci, and it is just, wow.
Yeah.
I really suggest everyone to go look up Fauci and his AIDS agenda. And I don't want to make any super claims, but I tell you,
it's
looking really, really
Did you watch
scary.
The documentary I talked about, House of Numbers?
I haven't seen that one, but I've seen other ones. Like, so, I think you use the same clips and everything.
What's the summary? I mean, what did this guy do regarding AIDS?
Essentially, the treatment for HIV inherently gives you AIDS. And so anyone out there thinking they have HIV and get their tests and try to get treatment, you're essentially killing your immune system and putting AIDS into your body. Or, you know, you're basically...
And this guy was pimping it. Fauci was pimping the fans.
And Fauci had like an $80 billion slush fund at one point at his disposal.
And at that time, he was really pushing that gay people should get tested and get treatments. So he's really, I think he was just trying to kill off the gay population in this whole thing.
That may have been a trial run for some future endeavor, too, you know.
Sure.
So the requirements keep getting stricter in places like California, Los Angeles County, San Francisco, etc. And yet people still who care to love liberty, they're still there. And they're not planning. A lot of them aren't planning on leaving. The smart ones are. They're saying, we're getting out of here. And, of course, New Hampshire is a great destination. You can go to 101reasonsfilm.com, get the 101 reasons liberty lives in New Hampshire. We're coming up here in a moment.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A grand jury has indicted a cybersecurity lawyer in connection with Special Counsel John Durham's investigation into the origins of the FBI's Russia probe on charges that he lied to investigators during the 2016 presidential campaign. The Pentagon confirmed Wednesday that Joint Chiefs Chair General Mark Milley made two calls to his Chinese counterpart in the final months of the Trump administration. A Joint Chiefs of Staff spokesperson saying the calls were meant to maintain stability between the two countries. U.S. Secretary of Defense and former defense contractor Lloyd Austin on Thursday spoke to reporters about his trust in General Milley.
I have confidence in General Milley.
President Biden also saying he has great confidence in the general. Meanwhile, Republicans are accusing Milley of treasonous behavior. This is USA Radio News. Governors have been notified how many Afghan refugees are being sent to their state.
The Biden administration notified governors and mayors on Wednesday the number of Afghan evacuees their state is expected to receive in the coming weeks. The initial group of 37,000 Afghans will soon be headed to states across the country. California is projected to receive the largest number of Afghans at just over 5,200. Next is Texas at nearly 4,500. U.S.-bound flights carrying Afghans will be grounded for about another week after four cases of measles were discovered among recent arrivals in the United States. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The federal prosecutor looking into the origins of the Russia investigation could soon indict a lawyer with ties to the Democratic Party. Reports say prosecutor John Durham might be close to going to a grand jury with allegations that attorney Michael Sussman made false statements to the FBI about a possible connection between the Trump Organization and Russia. USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you tonight is Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Talking about restrictions on the increase. As surprise, surprise, they created vaccine requirements and now they're increasing them in Los Angeles County. And that may mean that comedian Jim Brewer will never be playing in Los Angeles ever again.
Oh boy.
He came out recently and made the statement that he is canceling any shows at any venues that have him booked if he finds out that they're mandating vaccine requirements for their customers. He's canceling. And so good on him. Were you with us when we went to go see him last year? You weren't.
I was going to say, you guys saw them.
Yeah.
I wish I had now that you're saying this. I wish I had
got that outdoor car drive-in thing, right?
Yeah, they did a drive-in performance at the Keene Fairgrounds, basically. And it was, he was great. I mean, he's definitely a critic of this whole new normal thing. And he just ranted about that on the stage, which, it was ironic at the same time. The venue itself was, you know, they had like security that was yelling at people if they weren't walking around with masks on. And so while he was attacking the restrictions from the stage, some of them were being enforced on the ground.
Incredible.
Unfortunately.
Now it's time for Vince Vaughn and Penn and Teller to step up.
Oh, you haven't heard about Penn?
No.
Ooh, mm-mm.
Mm-mm. I'm sorry.
He can stay. He can stay in Vegas. I tell you that.
I am so sorry.
Why? There's no way he's pro tyranny.
I am so stripped.
Shut up.
Yeah, last year, Penn, as I understand it, I think it was the COVID situation. He went real crazy and turned against libertarianism.
What?
There was an endorsement video that he and Teller were involved in, endorsing Joe Biden.
Shut up.
Yeah, and one could look at that. If all you saw was just the video, you might think, okay, they just hate Trump that much. You know, they're doing this one time. No. No, he turned against libertarianism in, you know, I don't know, the 72nd year of his life or 70th year. I think he's almost 70 or something like that. He's you know, he's getting up there in age. And he's been a longtime libertarian, but maybe he never really was. And he never really came across as the most principled libertarian when you'd hear him talk about it. But it was always better to have him than not have him, because he did bring a lot of attention to the ideas of freedom in the time that he was a libertarian.
I think one thing to point out is that if you've ever seen his house, his home, he literally made it look like a prison. So he
in Vegas. The Vegas area?
Yeah, he has like a barbed wire
desert,
fence,
right?
Yeah, around like this building that looks like a prison.
Wow.
Maybe he just likes the feel of a police state? I don't know.
Google's Penn Gillette.
Yeah. I haven't gotten all the details. I did actually was just looking at this the other night, though, like last night or the day before that, because he posted a photograph of him on Twitter, and I follow him on Twitter, and I'm just going to show you the photograph here. Do you know who he's standing with there?
Oh, my God. It's Gavin Newsom.
It's Gavin Newsom, the governor of California. And the headline or the tweet says, "Well, we both survived. Congrats." So the very same Penn Jillette who used to be the critic of the authoritarian state,
sure,
has now embraced the authoritarian state, and it is just so sad to see it happen.
Too many blue pills.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to the guy. I mean, apparently he was freaked out about COVID, and according to one of the comments that I read from him from 2020, where he was explaining why he was no longer a libertarian, he was likening people who didn't wear a mask to drunk driving.
Oh my God, come on now.
So he literally felt as though if you weren't wearing a mask, you were putting him and other innocent people in danger. That whole viewpoint of, which we heard from a couple of quote-unquote libertarians here in New Hampshire. Remember Dennis Goddard?
Dennis Goddard went
was
nuts.
Calling people, I mean, he was already
manslaughterer.
He was already a bad, you know, bad egg, but he was calling people manslaughterer if they didn't wear a mask.
Yeah, I like watching his show sometimes. He's got like that Fool Us
Penn
show.
Gillette?
Yeah, and it's like a, you know, a magician show, and if they fool him, they get an award. But they, because of the whole COVID restrictions, they put all these like TVs behind them instead of an audience, so like all these people watching live,
so bad,
were able to watch it. But like I remember like the first like maybe episode that they did that, he was really standoffish to it. Like he just showed those like, you know, kind of threw those vibes out there like this is ridiculous. But then now I think, you know, he's kind of used
now
to it.
Now he's fully embraced all that craziness.
I think it's kind of like he has that Howard Stern effect that he's willing to, like, you know, sell himself out just so he can continue to make whatever millions of dollars and
I
so
don't
he
get
can
it.
Be,
I don't
be
get
comfortable.
It.
I'd be willing to risk it all.
But that's the thing. Like, you're in your 70s. You're literally at the end of your life for the average American male,
yeah,
right? Like, you're not going to probably make it past 74. Now, to his credit, he's lost a lot of weight over the last few years. He looks way better than he ever has. But you're at the end of your life. You've been a successful magician. He is somebody who doesn't have a drug habit. Like, he always brags about how he never uses drugs or anything like that. So, I mean, he's not throwing his... presumably, he's not throwing all of his money into cocaine or something like that. So he probably has a decent amount of money that he could live off of. It's not like his career,
right?
If it ended tomorrow.
When you told me that was my first thought.
It wouldn't throw him out on the streets. So
yes,
he's not doing this for money. I think he literally is afraid.
It.
He believes it. He bought into this propaganda like so many people who should have known better.
It's such cowardice.
Yeah.
It's cowardice and suckerism.
It's
like
unbelievable from somebody who's a critic of government. How could you believe them? I mean, they lie to you. It doesn't matter who it is. They lie to you. That's what they do. Joe Biden lies. Donald Trump lies. George Bush, Obama, all of the other people in Washington, D.C., they all lie to you.
They have military-grade people who are experts at lying to people.
Yep.
Like, there's actual psychological warfare experts who are expert creators of lie campaigns to make people in groups feel certain ways.
And they're frequently outed for their lies, right? Like every government scandal that we've seen so many times. One of the most recent ones was that they were lying constantly about Afghanistan, that the military people, the generals and such, were even lying within government about it. They were lying to, you know, presidents and things like that. They were there's so many lies out there that these people tell. Why would anyone believe them now?
My grandmother drove a school bus for 35 years and was probably the most honest person I know, and I'm starting to wonder, was she not just an incredible liar in some other way? Because she accepted a government paycheck for 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
She's got to be. She had to be. She had to be.
I don't know.
Well, Penn spoke his word about it. I'm waiting for Teller to speak out. That's a pun.
He was in. Yeah, I get it. But he was in. Was another thing that was disappointing. Was like, all right, well, maybe Teller still. No. No. He was in the video, the endorsement video of Joe Biden. With Penn.
Geez.
So it's like they both flipped. Because Teller was also a libertarian.
Yeah.
And it's just so sad. Sorry about that. I mean, I'm sorry to rain on your parade.
I am bummed.
Because remember, Penn at one time said he ought to be in Keene, New Hampshire with Free Staters.
With the Free Staters, yeah.
He said that. That was like, I don't know, 2013 or something.
There's
like
video
that.
Of him.
Yeah, that's still rotating on the audio.
That's on every single Free Keene video up until this year.
Did you take it down?
I haven't taken it. Oh no, I haven't taken it down.
Just leave it out.
It's still true of old Penn.
Just remind everyone that he said this.
Old Penn did say that.
You got to support old Penn.
Fat Penn.
Rest in peace. You know what? Maybe there's a Paul McCartney style conspiracy. Maybe they
replaced
did something
it.
With the real Penn Gillette.
Yeah, pre MK Ultra Penn.
Yeah, the skinny Penn. Look, his nose is different than the old Penn.
Speaking of skinny people, did you hear that Kim Jong Un has lost weight allegedly?
No,
dude doesn't look anything like. I think they've got another fake.
Oh sure.
One of the body doubles.
Well,
or whatever.
You know, he was in the hospital for a long time, for a while.
Yeah, there were people saying he was dead.
Yeah, and his sister was doing the strut.
And now Kim is back and looks like a skinny guy.
It was funny. He was like amongst, I guess, like, I don't know, Parliament, whatever they have over there.
Mm.
But he was like just smoking a cigarette amongst all of them.
You're talking about the new younger,
yeah.
the new skinny?
Yeah.
Kim?
It was pretty funny.
603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want. Coming up, the Southern Poverty Law Center is on the attack against folks over at We Are Change. And we're sort of focusing on Los Angeles things because it's We Are Change out of Los Angeles. Plus, Los Angeles police, the sheriff's deputies, there are gangs of L.A. sheriff's deputies. We know the cops are gangs already, but...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Matt, and Joa.
Get your early bird tickets now for Liberty in Our Lifetime, an event happening in Mulheim, Switzerland, hosted by the Free Private Cities Foundation. But move quickly, the early bird rate only lasts until September 20th, so you don't have too much longer to get the early bird. Afterwards, you can still get tickets at lifetimeliberty.com. It's a new conference. Liberty in Our Lifetime aims to explore projects happening right now around the world that are working to achieve the lofty goal of securing freedom in our lifetime. Speakers include people from Crypto Valley, Prospera, the Seasteading Institute, and more will be speaking at this October 16th event. So this thing's coming up fast. But maybe going to Switzerland isn't really your thing. It's harder than ever, of course, to travel internationally now. All kinds of ridiculous requirements. So it might be hard to make that trip. Well, they do have digital tickets available as well. So you'll be able to attend online, watch it through live streaming. Go to lifetimeliberty.com to get your digital tickets to Liberty in Our Lifetime. Again, it's happening October 16th, and the early bird price ends on September 20th. See what people are doing all around the world to create voluntary societies with a live and let live attitude at lifetimeliberty.com. Because now's the time for people to start taking the idea of migration for freedom very, very seriously.
10 years ago was a better time to start taking the idea of migration for freedom seriously.
Agreed. I mean, but here we are. And if you haven't done it yet, then you really need to start considering, are you in the best place for chances for freedom, for seeing more freedom rather than less over time? If you're in somewhere like Los Angeles, the answer is no, you're not.
Absolutely
and
not.
If you still think that there's a chance something's going to turn around there, you're absolutely delusional. But, Joey,
clowns.
Yeah, you've got a story. I mean, I don't want to insult anybody. I wouldn't use that. I personally wouldn't use that term.
I'll play the bad cop.
Yeah. Well,
I was just quoting that.
There's a chance. There's a chance we could turn somebody, you know, change somebody's mind on this, you know, because we're actually winning here.
Yeah, and everybody's afraid of clowns, so stop being one and move to New Hampshire.
Yeah, when you come here, we'll wash your makeup off. Off and
we'll help you move.
So that foam nose in the garbage. Get over here.
Yeah. What's your story tonight, Joey? You've got something out of Los Angeles as well.
Yeah. Well, talking about clowns, the SPLC,
Southern Poverty Law Center,
SPLCenter.org. They released an article about We Are Change, LA leader Belize group's moderate image and its conspiracy-obsessed patriot organizations, LA chapter chief involved in sovereign citizens movement. And I first I want to say that there's nowhere the guy that they're claiming to make these statements, he ever says sovereign citizen. So they're just throwing that out there, and they always put it in, like, semi-quotes and then not ever, like, quoting him. So,
a buzzword.
Yeah, it's a buzzword they like to use.
It's also a negative buzzword that has a ton of negative stuff associated with it, like murder. They love to suggest that so-called sovereign citizens are violent. And, of course, people that actually believe in sovereignty, none of them would call themselves a sovereign citizen.
Right. Sovereign citizens do believe in murder. And I mean this wholeheartedly, because the only sovereign citizens out there are actually cops. Because they're sovereign from the law, and they still claim to be citizens.
That's an interesting point.
Wow. Good call.
Yeah, so when they murder someone, they get away with it. And they're still citizens.
All right, so what's going on?
All right, so We Are Change is an organization. This article, you disseminate how it is, but it sounds amazing. I love how they did this. I'm all for this article. We Are Change is an organization that likes to quote Martin Luther King Jr., Einstein, Gandhi, and others talking about the evils of war. It describes itself as a nonviolent citizens-based grassroots peace and social justice movement, and reacted angrily this year when the Southern Poverty Law Center categorized it as as part of the conspiracy-obsessed anti-government patriot movement. And they make patriot in quotes like it's bad, too.
Hmm.
And then We Are Change leader Luke Rodowski complained at the time that
Free Stater.
Yeah.
Moved to New Hampshire, by the way.
Great guy.
Yep.
He complained at the time that the SPLC said nothing of We Are Change alleged raising money for 9/11 first responders, toy drives during the holidays, clothing drives, and feeding the homeless. Now they mentioned, I guess.
By the way, before you go on, Luke Rodowski left New York City. He's a New Yorker.
Which is
a native, New Yorker.
Absolutely.
So it is possible for people in these status hellholes to wake up and
go.
Get a clue and move to where other people are like you here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. But Bruno Ernst Brauweiler, so if I messed that up.
This is the leader in L.A.?
Yeah, Brauweiler. We Are Change, Los Angeles leader, puts the group, the largest patriot organization in the country.
Hmm. Wow. Like,
that seems amazing.
Good for them.
Yeah. With 102 chapters in 33 states, in a considerably more radical light. That just seems... I'm sorry, that statement is kind of ridiculous to me. When you say it's a considerably more radical light... You just contradicted yourself.
But radical for what? You mentioned some things like peace. I mean, there's other things that they stood
for. Yeah, like the quote Gandhi.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
Makes you wonder, like, what's the deal with the SPLC? And if you remember the old days, the SPLC with that Mark Potok guy.
I don't know who that is.
He used to be the leader of the SPLC or whatever they call them. But he's one of those people, you look at him, even if you didn't know who he was, and you just probably keep your kids a little closer to you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think it turned out that my radar going off was close on that one or accurate on that one. Yeah. And they took him out. He stopped being the leader, and they replaced him with another pedo-looking dude.
Oh, boy.
Actually, the first radio show I used to be, the first radio show I ever was on, we called it Sovereign Citizens, just to be thrown into SPLC's face.
Okay.
And then we changed it to Northern Prosperity Law Center, so kind of slapping their face. And you can still look it up.
That's cool.
Every once in a while we come up with
That's great.
some audio. But in considerably more radical light, this May, Brewweiler was charged with 3 counts of making threats and 1 of willful disobedience. I guess disobedience is always willful, but of a court order. Court documents suggest that the alleged threats were made against a law enforcement or court official, but do not further spell out the charges. And they don't even, like, quote or say anything that he actually said, and they don't disseminate that. Like, I don't... More to the point, perhaps, Brewweiler turns out to be deeply enmeshed in the so-called sovereign citizens movement, right-wing radicals who believe that the government has no authority to impose laws or regulations on most Americans. Well, you wouldn't call yourself a citizen if you didn't think that. So earlier this year, We Are Change leader Radowski told the report that he started We Are Change to showcase patriot journalists. We Are Change's original obsession with the 9/11 conspiracy theory is still the group's bread and butter, that originated both on the political right and the political left. We Are Change says it rejects the fear-based politics and state-mandated propaganda being disseminated by the corporate media, which has facilitated the cover-up of 9/11. I mean, they did that day one. I mean... Mm-hmm. With Building 7 in the background, still standing, as they said it fell. But over time, We Are Change has taken up several additional conspiracies, specifically to the radical right. Today, the group's website frets about a looming one world order and says it seeks to uncover the truth behind the private banking cartel of the military industrial complex. That
these are conspiracies? I mean, the military industrial complex is... Wasn't it Johnson?
Eisenhower,
who spoke publicly about that at the end of his term or something like that? Like, hey, look out.
The military industrial complex.
This is a thing.
I mean, last week we were talking about Australia announcing a new world order, so is he far off?
Yeah, and then, of course, the Great Reset is the new, the new terminology for new world orders. Sure. The Australians are a little behind the times, I think.
I think they backpedaled on that a little bit, but I think they're going back to the new world order term versus the Great Resets. And
depends who you ask.
Yeah, well, they pulled their website, I believe, and they pulled a lot of their videos. The Great Reset stuff.
No, they didn't pull their website?
Well, they pulled a lot of their videos. That
really?
I remember that happening a few months ago.
Huh.
But yeah, it's just they also want to eliminate national sovereignty, right? The New World Order. Radowski now seems particularly worried about the alleged role in the supposed imminent New World Order of organizations such as the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission, which are real.
Yeah.
They are
and
doing
they
this.
They really don't want you to know what they're doing. Like, they don't. They're having secret meetings. And
there's politicians there.
And there's a bunch of politicians and a bunch of corporate executives and very, very wealthy people that want to have secret meetings about things. What's that all about? You know, you go to the Great Reset and you look at the people pimping this thing, and it's politicians and corporate CEOs pimping this.
Yep.
I guess one more thing I just want to say about this is that this Bruno guy from the L.A. chapter, he was thrown out of court for just mere showing facial expressions, and the judges didn't like it, so he threw him out.
And I wonder what the status of his case is. Is there anything about that in this?
No, they don't really disseminate this in the article.
If you got more to share, hang on. We'll continue here in moments. If you want to comment, whether it's on the Great Reset, We Are Change, so-called conspiracy, sovereignty.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got?
needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.